Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。
没错，这些奖品呢都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且呢你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者说用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Speaking of which, Nora, what book are you reading recently?
Well, have you ever heard of Educated by Tara Westover?
Educated, and the Chinese translation is 当你像鸟飞往你的山 right?
Yeah, it has been on the top of the New York Times bestseller list for a long time.
这本书其实一直非常有名啊、但是我还没来得及看。之前比尔盖茨呢也力荐过的 even saying her ability to learn on her own blows mine right out of the water.
是的，这句话的意思呢就是她的自学能力让我相形见绌。想一想啊，比尔盖茨都觉得是这样子了。那自学能力呢，就是指的是 the ability to learn on somebody's own。而后面的 blow somebody out of the water 可以指的就是 to defeat someone completely, suddenly。意思呢，就是轻易打败某个人。
没错啊。哎，这本书其实也出版了好多年了，是不是？
对。
你怎么会突然想到看这本书呢？
Well, I happened to browse BookTok one day and find an Instagrammer recommending it.
BookTok, what is it?
Well, you know, TikTok, right?
这个肯定知道啊。TikTok 就是国际版的抖音嘛。
Yeah.
Wait, BookTok, is it like a sub-community or a topic on TikTok?
That's right. If you search the BookTok hashtag on TikTok, there are currently over 29.1 billion views for videos about reading, recommending, and reviewing books.
I see.
Hashtag, 那这个意思呢就是我们说的话题标签，也就是井字符这个意思啊、用来在发微博或者抖音还有像是其他社交媒体的时候啊都会用到这个符号。所以 BookTok 其实就是个在 TikTok 上面专门分享书籍和阅读的一个话题小组。
是的，那这个话题呢最近就在国外越来越火了，甚至是带来了很多让人意想不到的连锁反应。
So in today's podcast, let's take a closer look at it. 我们今天的所有内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
首先啊，我觉得很难想象在 TikTok 上面有这样一个小组哎。I mean,
if you were starting to think that social media was filled purely withangry people shouting at one another for no reason, you wouldn't exactly be wrong.
没错，一部分人呢甚至可能会对短视频是有一定的偏见的、认为里面大部分的内容就是娱乐项比较多，只是一种浪费时间的方式。
But thankfully, in the depth of TikTok, there is a wholesome place reigniting faith in the internet.
A wholesome place 意思就是有益身心健康的一个地方。Wholesome, 它的拼写呢就是 whole, 全部加上 some, 一些，它是一个合成词啊 meaning good for your health.
那 BookTok 这个话题呢也让一部分人重新燃起了对互联网的信任。重新燃起我们就可以用到一个动词 reignite.
RE meaning again, to ignite is to start burning.
Yes, 我觉得这个话题的兴起可能也和疫情有一定关系啊。Because there were a lot of book festivals where fans would gather and just celebrate reading. And now, not being able to do that, at least they are able to do that virtually.
That's right. 因为没有办法线下开办图书角，至少可以线上阅读嘛。So do it virtually.、Virtually 这个单词呢，就是表示虚拟的。比如说它的形容词 virtual, virtual reality 就是虚拟现实，也就是我们说的 VR.
Exactly.So, I guess BookTok fans are mostly avid readers?
Yeah, avid meaning very enthusiastic about something.
意思就是非常热衷某件事情的。比如说 an avid reader 就是说酷爱读书的人。An avid collector 就是喜欢收藏的人。
Yes, so Nora, before you mentioned this topic has also caused a sensation in the reality. What does it mean?
Well, as young TikTok users are sharing their passion for books with millions,They are resurrecting backlists, and old titles were creeping back into the bestseller chart.
所以随着这个话题的热度越高啊，之前的一些存书呢也开始重现活力了， 而一些老书也开始逐渐重新登上了一些畅销书榜。
Resurrect 做动词，原本呢指的就是耶稣复活，死而复生。那引申的含义就是指的使什么事情复苏，比如说 resurrect and note fashion， 让旧时尚重新流行。
Yes, now backlist 是指的存书啊 the list of books that have been published by a company in the past and are still available. 所以 resurrect backlist 就是我们说的让旧书啊重新受欢迎。
对，比如说有一本书叫做 It Ends With Us， 这本书呢就是四年前出版的，就突然变得非常的火了。Its author Colleen Hoover was thrilled when her novel shot to the top of the New York Times bestseller list late last year.And also a little bewildered.
一下就冲到了纽约时报的畅销书榜单啊。那作者自己也表示是惊呆了，而且是慌了。
嗯、
那 shot 在这里呢，它是 shoot 过去式，表示动作非常的快，或者我们说的冲奔这个含义。那后面的 bewildered, meaning very confused and cannot understand something, 意思就是啊，非常的困惑，非常的手足无措。
没错。那如果后面的这个 ed 后缀呢改成 ing 结尾，就会变成 bewildering， 意思就是让人困惑的 ，like a bewildering response， 就是让人困惑的回复。
Yes, so Hoover recalls, you know, at first I didn't really know what was going on, and even my publishers were like, why are we seeing an uptick in sales?
Yeah, yeah, and then she soon discovered that young readers were talking about her book on TikTok using the hashtag.BookTok, and she had become a BookTok sensation.
嗯，还真的挺让人意外的啊。Uptick in sales 指的就是销售量的微升，
嗯、
就是因为 BookTok 里面有人推荐讨论，就导致了这个结果。然后现在啊，它又火了一波。
对，当然啊，这只是很多个例子之一，所以这件事对整个出版行业来说真的是一件好事。
就像有一个出版商就说啊 ，It just warms my heart as a book publisher because that's what we always strive for. It's that word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth 指的就是口碑，口口相传。能拿到这一点呢，一直是出版行业努力想要做到的。As word of mouth has always had a big effect on what books people read.
没错，所以 BookTok 就很好地帮他们达到了这个目标。And now it offers such books a second lease on life.
Right, 给了很多经典书籍的第二次生命。那么 lease 这个词呢，本意是租约，常见的一个习语就是 a new lease on life.意思就是给生命续约，让某件事情重新有活力。那这里的这个 a second lease on life 就是从这个习语衍生而来的。
So eventually, a great book finds its reader. 优秀的书籍啊，遇见了它的读者，真是让人欣慰的好消息啊。
是的，那不知道最近大家有在读什么书籍吗？或者最喜欢的书籍是什么呢？也欢迎在我们的评论区和大家留言，期待创造第二个 book talk。那么今天的节目呢，就到这里结束啦。
嗯，最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。